Sadhguruji. Namaskaram.
Namaskaram.
Firstly, I have to say I'm very honored that I'm one of the very few Kenyans who's actually getting to speak to you even before you've touched Kenyan soil this month.
It's been almost 13 years since I came to Kenya, I think.
Yes. I would like to begin the interview by saying that you're often described as a yogi, a mystic, visionary, and poet. I would say you're a spiritual master with a very great difference, a very creative twist. I'm very intrigued about the mystic part. You know, tell me more about how you relate to this term.
The thing is just this: when your perception is enhanced in a certain way, mm-hmm. when you see everything the way it is, which most people don't. Just because you're seeing everything the way it is, you're able to see things that a whole lot of people refuse to see, then you get labeled as a mystic. So the choice is only this: you can either be a mystic or a mistake.
Okay, all right. Now, Sadhguruji, from all the other spiritual masters that Nairobi has seen in the past, and I must say that there have been many, you seem to be the most unique simply because you don't ask people to conform to any rigid customs or any rituals. And while some people view this as a winning formula or a refreshing change, some people still are very hell-bent on holding on to their traditions and their belief systems without really knowing if there's any logic in what they're following. How do you think people like these can be inspired by what you have to offer?
Well, you can see that in southern India and also in the rest of the country, Isha or in engineering programs have taken on, really proportions of a large movement where millions and millions of people are going through the program. Mm-hmm. We are active in every village in southern India. Definitely we are in the towns and cities, but I'm saying even in villages.
Uh-huh.
Every village in Tamil Nadu, 53,000 villages, in every one of them, there is activity. So there cannot be a more conservative society than southern Indian society, but they have taken to this because it makes 100% scientific sense. And we have reached a point in the world today where human intellect has come to a place where unless it makes logical sense, it doesn't matter from where it comes, people will not take it anymore. Even if the sky opens up and speaks, it has to make sense, otherwise people will reject it. That is where the world is today. So it doesn't matter in what kind, they are hanging on to whatever they know best right now, but if you give them a better solution, they will always take it. Or fundamentally what this means is, for a long time, the world has invested itself thinking some authority, either of what we believe as God or scripture or a guru, has been the authority.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the authority said that, something became a truth. So the question is just this: do you want to make authority the truth or truth the authority in your life? My fundamental work is to make this happen to every human being on this planet, that truth should become the authority in your life, not the other way around. What truth means is that which works on all levels of life, that's the truth of life. So truth should be the authority, not the authority being the truth.
Absolutely. Sadhguruji, I'd just like to, you know, to go back to what you said about the inner engineering course. And I believe the Shambhavi Mahamudra is very effective in assisting, you know, cure a variety of ailments. Could you please shed more light on the benefits of this course? And will there be one offered in Nairobi in the near future? Because currently, I believe you're going to conduct one in our neighboring country.
Yes, we have. I think I'm conducting a program in Kampala.
Uh-huh.
But the teachers will be there to definitely do it in Nairobi and other places in Kenya. The significance of this program is that it is 100% science. There is no culture in this. There is no traditions in this. There is no belief system in this. This is a scientific way of handling your inner well-being. As there is a science and technology to address our external well-being,
mm-hmm.
there is also a whole science and technology to address our inner well-being. So this is what we want to offer to the people. Is it effective 100%? Because it is the science of inner well-being. It is not something that you have to believe in. It is not something that you have to adhere to or convert yourself to.
Right.
It is something that you learn to use. That's why I'm saying it's a technology. When I say a technology, technology is something that works for you. All you have to do is you have to learn to use it. You don't have to believe it. Right now, if you're using a phone, it doesn't matter what is your religion, what is your nationality, what is your race or culture. If you learn to use it, it works for you. Just like this, inner engineering is a technology. It is my vision, my blessing. The people of Kenya should make use of this and bring themselves to not just health and well-being, but to a higher level of consciousness. That is what the program offers.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure that when it's actually going to be conducted here in Nairobi, will be very receptive, because the people here tend to be like sponges. They like to soak up everything that's going on. So we look forward to that. Sadhguruji, my next question is a quote that you actually once shared, and it could not, I could not sleep for days on end, because you said something like, a spouse is a mere companion in this journey and not the destination. And
spouse is a companion, not a destination.
Okay. And so what's marriage about in these day and age when there's so much divorce, and, you know, there's a lot of divorces are unfortunately the order of the day. There's so much infidelity. Women are taking a stand for themselves, becoming more independent. What's happening to the feminine energy?
Talking about the spouse being a companion.
Mm-hmm.
If you realize that both of you have a journey to make, and you have chosen a companion, you will assist each other to make that journey.
Yes.
If you think your spouse is your destination, then there is going to be a disastrous clash. See, if you think something or someone is a destination, you'll start going towards them. And if they think you are their destination, they will start coming towards you. All that's going to be happen is a clash, isn't it?
Yes.
If we realize that both of us have a journey to make and we are companions in this journey, we will hold hand in hand and walk, assisting each other. People make partnerships of various kinds only because somewhere they know by themselves they are not capable enough to make the journey by themselves.
Uh-huh.
If you were capable of making the journey by yourself, you would stay probably by yourself. So, in this day and age, you said so many divorces and others, that is mainly because fundamental misunderstanding of why we form relationships. Human beings form relationships to fulfill variety of needs.
Mm-hmm.
The need may be physical, emotional, psychological, financial, social, various other kinds. To fulfill these needs, you hold somebody else's hand.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 days later, you think it is the other person who needs you, not you, the other person.
Uh-huh.
Once you start thinking what someone else is getting, then there will be problems. About women getting into a more, more empowered status on the planet, it is a very good thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is just that because it is new, it is misunderstood, and there is, from both ends, I'm saying, even women are misunderstanding their freedom and men are misunderstanding their need for freedom.
Uh-huh.
And all kinds of things happen, ugly things happen. But instead of looking at it, this as something is happening to the feminine energy.
Yes.
One thing that's happening is in the world, we have made economics the top thing, as if economics is the highest dimension of our life. Wherever you go, everybody these days, the conversation is always about the economy. Economy means fundamentally, we are talking about a complex system of providing for ourselves.
Yes.
It is a very basic thing. It's a survival issue raised to heaven, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So once you make survival the highest quality of your life, naturally masculine will dominate. So today, unfortunately, if a woman has to be successful, she has to become like a man.
Yes.
So in that sense, women may be becoming a little more free, but the feminine is getting more and more entangled. As a aspect, as a quality, the feminine is taking the beating. The woman, the female, may be becoming more free, but the feminine is getting really tangled up. because we have created a social structure where competition and conquest are the highest values. Unless we create a society where love, compassion, aesthetic, art, music has equal significance as science, technology, economic success, unless these two things are put on the same level,
yes,
the feminine cannot find full expression in any given society. So it's very important that we don't kill the feminine. In trying to make women free, we make them like men. We will lose something so beautiful and wonderful, which is a part of our lives. There is no human being who is just masculine or just feminine. Every human being has both of them, as we are a consequence of our mothers and fathers, both.
Indeed, the yin and the yang.
So, why are you going all the way to China? Whether you are in Africa or in India, you were born because of your father and your mother. That means both masculine and feminine are a part of you.
Gee.
Only when you nurture both these dimensions within you in equal proportion, you will be a balanced and a complete human being. This is something we must understand. Feminine is not the business of the woman. Masculine is not just the business of the man. Both men and women should have this within them in a balanced proportion. That is when you will find balanced and full-fledged human beings. Otherwise, you have skewed human beings. In that skewed condition, whatever you try to do, with best intentions, it's going all wrong. When you say all these divorces, these are not people who hate each other. They love each other, but they destroy each other.
How beautifully put, indeed. Sadhguruji, my final question to you is a message for the people in Nairobi. You know, we often complain about the economy here, the insecurity, the notorious traffic. And I personally feel that we need a bit of a shift in the energy, you know, from all this constant chronic complaining that we engage in. Do you have any tips on that for us?
See, external situations are always there. We have to manage them. We have to create situations that we would like to live in.
Yes.
Those situations are always there. But if your inner situation is not taken care of, even if you build a palace for everybody, they will be still miserable. People have lived in palaces and lived utterly miserable lives. So we need to understand this. If by creating the outside, comfort and convenience will come. Well, definitely in Africa and Asia, a lot needs to be done on the outside. There's no question about it. But even before we do that,
yes,
it is important we do something within ourselves so that our sense of joy, our sense of peacefulness, our sense of blissfulness comes from within, because it can only come from within. Never human experience happened from outside. So if you are a joyful being, you will handle your outside situations to the best of your capability, because there is substantial medical and scientific evidence today to show you that when you are in a pleasant state of experience, your body and your brain works at its best. So this is the thing that every human being needs to do. Right now, there is a huge example like this in India. For example, in Tamil Nadu, which is the southern state of India.
Yes.
Now, as economic development is happening, now doctors are saying in the next 6 years, 42% of Tamil population will be diabetic.
Wow.
And the statistics say 39% of the European population are on psychiatric medication. 350 million people year on year are on some kind of psychiatric medication. So one of the most affluent societies, European society, is one society which has had probably a maximum spell of economic well-being.
Yes.
But 39% of the people are mentally sick. So this is not well-being. So as economic development happens, or even before economic development happens, it's important that you are internally engineered properly, that you know how to be. When you know how to be, when well-being comes from the outside, you will know how to enjoy it. Otherwise, we will create external wealth, internal poverty, for which we will pay a huge price, which many societies on the planet are. It's my wish and my blessing that Africa should not go through this. Africa has gone through many turmoils till now, but when economic well-being comes, you must be ready. within our well-being. So from Isha and from myself, I commit that we are willing to do whatever is necessary for the people of Kenya, that your inner well-being will be addressed in a scientific manner, not with philosophies, not with belief systems, not with mumbo-jumbo, but with proper science of inner well-being. So this is why we are bringing the inner engineering programs. This is always transmitted by highly dedicated volunteer teachers,
yes.
Never by professional teachers. These are transmitted by people who have invested their lives to just do this for other human beings.
That is so commendable, and we're really looking forward to welcoming you in Nairobi this month. I must say that as East FM, the listeners are really, really keen to meet you, to actually come for the gathering at the Oshwal Auditorium. So thank you very much for your time. And in
I will be there. Hakuna Matata.
Indeed, Hakuna Matata.
That's the only Shivali I can speak.
Thank you, Sadhguruji. I can't wait to meet you in person, and I'm so honored that I had the privilege and honor to speak to you today.
Yes, Riya. We will see you. I look forward to see you there.
Thank you. And your final message, a special one for the East FM listeners who are tuned in.
If we are in pursuit of well-being, human well-being will happen not by looking up, not by looking down, nor by looking out. Only by turning inward. If well-being is what you seek, in is the only way out.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much and for your time, and we look forward to welcoming you in Nairobi.
Thank you, Riya.
Thank you, Sadhguruji. Namaskaram.
Namaskaram. Namaskaram.